This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim, Parshas Shlach. Last night we were saddened to hear the news of the Ptira of Harav Moshe Wolfson, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who was a Mashkiach of Yeshiva Tarvadas. And he had established a very eminent kehila, Emunas Yisrael, of Yireim Ushleimim. Anybody who ever davened there knows that the tefillah over there was on a different stratosphere altogether. It's a very elevated tefillah. They daven much longer than, think of a yeshiva that, you know, they have a long tefillah. Emunas Yisrael is hours longer, you know, even on a weekday. The Chidushim of Rav Wolfson are published in Sefer Emunas Yitecha. So, L'zeicha Nishmasai, just want to share with you a few thoughts on Parashat Shlach before we continue in the Sefer Shaina Halachais. Of course, Parashat Shlach talks about the Meraglim. There are two Meraglim that were not persuaded by the Atzas HaMeraglim, namely Yehoshua and Kalev. But Yehoshua and Kalev took diametrically opposed positions on how to deal with the rest of the Meraglim. Yeshua just was a straight shooter. He just said it as it was. He disagreed with them. He basically risked his life, and he spoke out against the Meraglim. Not so Kalev. Kalev, the Pasuk says, Va'avdi Kalev, Ekev Hoysa Ruach Acheres Imay. He had a different spirit. Rashi says, Shadiber Achas Bepeh Va'achas Belev. He was the one who, he tried to persuade the Meraglim that I'm on your side until he got back in front of Klal Yisrael and he said his true opinion. He says, V'chizu b'vad asolanu ben Amram. Is this the only thing that Moshe Rabbeinu did to us? And everybody thought he was going to lay it on Moshe Rabbeinu. And instead he says, no, he brought us out of Mitzrayim and he split the Yam and he gave us the Man and he gave us the Torah. So Kalev had a Ruach Acheres, a different approach than Yehoshua. He was achas b'peva, achas b'lev. By the way, the Chafetz Chaim writes that why did Moshe Rabbeinu only daven for Yehoshua and not for Kalev? He says because Yehoshua, his life was in danger. Yeshua was risking his life. So Moshe Rabbeinu daven, ko Yehoshiacha me'atzas meraglim. Kalev, on the other hand, was much safer. However, Kalev was in a great spiritual danger. So Kalev is the one who has to go to Hebron and he has to be mespalel for his spiritual standing. The Arizal writes on the word Ruach. Ruach is oisiois chor. Who's chor? Chor was the son of Nachshon and Miriam. And Miriam. The two of them, yeah? Chor. Betzalel ben Uri ben Chor Lamate Yehuda. Chor was the son of Miriam. Chor was Aaron's nephew. And Chor was killed when? By the Egal. Remember the story? He tried to stop them from serving the Egal. They killed him. Vayiven Aaron. Aaron understood. Vayiven Aaron. Aaron built, but Rashi says Vayiven. He understood that if he's going to stand up against the Egal, they're going to kill him also. So Aaron said, you know, let me make this. I got this under control. Lemi Zahav. His paraku, chag l'Hashem machar. So if you think about the approaches that Chur took and that Aaron took, they parallel the approaches of Yehoshua ben Nun and Kalev. So Chur took the approach of Yehoshua. However, he was killed. Now, says Rav Wolfson, does Chur need a tikkun? Or maybe when it came to the Chet HaEgel, he should have basically stalled and taken the approach of Aaron, so that Klal Yisrael would not be in a position where they would have to kill him. So says Rav Wolfson, the tikkun of Chur came that he was nisaber. The Arizal says Chur was nisaber in the neshama of Kalev. The avdi Kalev eikev hoysa ruach acheres imay. There's an idea that sometimes a person can get a boost from the neshama of a tzaddik. So sometimes a person does a mitzvah and they feel like, I'm doing this mitzvah. I'm not worthy to do this mitzvah. How am I doing it? Sometimes there's an idea that the neshama of a tzaddik can be nisaber in you. For example, the Sefer Tanya says that whenever a person is mekayim the mitzvah of pidyon shvuyim, there it's nesaber in him the neshama of Pinchas ben Yair. Pinchas ben Yair was expert in the mitzvah of pidyon shvuyim, so Pinchas ben Yair gives you a boost to be mekayim pidyon shvuyim. So in the case of the meraglim, in order for Chur, who took the head-on approach, and ultimately he was killed for it, he received some degree of tikkun. Obviously, Chur did the right thing. We're not saying Chur did the wrong thing. Chazal don't criticize Chur for what he did, but for whatever element that the advantage of Aroin's approach had, he was able to gain that as well when his neshama was nisaber in the neshama of Kalev, and this is Merumas in the Pasuk, the Avdi Kalev, Ekev Hoysa, Ruach Acheres, Imai. Okay. Now, what is this week's parsha? Shlach. What's the gematria of Shlach? 338. If we were to divide 338 by the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, 338 divided by 13, what would you get? Any accountants here?
113, but not exactly.
No, 338 divided by 13. 338 divided by 13 is not 113. So 26, the Shem Havaya. 26 times 13 is 338. 338. And why? So says Rav Wolfson that this is Marames, that this Parsha is Ma'orer, the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. As we know, Moshe Rabbeinu davened after the Chid HaMeraglim, Moshe Rabbeinu in this week's parsha, he invokes Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, Yigdal Na Koyach Hashem, Hashem, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is Ma'orer, the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. So to be Marames, that in this parsha, it's Ma'orer, the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, so the gematria of the name of the parsha is 338. Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim times 26. He says something else very interesting as well. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Meraglim, Uri'isam es ha'aretz mahi, see the land, what it is. Ve'es ha'am ha'yoshev aleha, and the people dwelling on it, ha'chazaku ha'rafa, ha'ma'adhu imrav, are the people strong or are they weak? Are they few or are they many? Uma ha'aretz asher hu yoshev ba, what about the land? Ha'toivah hi imra. Uma ha'aretz, what about the earth? Ha'shemenohi, is it fat? Imraza, is it lean? Ha'yesh ba'etz, imayin. V'his chazaktem, strengthen yourselves. U'lakachtem mipri ha'aretz, take from the fruits. Simply, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, take from the fruits, bring it back, and we're going to check it out. Bring back a grape, bring back a rimain, bring back a te'ena. So, Rav Wolfson offers a novel pshat in what Moshe Rabbeinu was commanding, u'lakachtem mipri ha'aretz v'his chazaktem. It's interesting because the Pasuk says, v'his chazaktem, strengthen yourself, u'lakachtem mipri ha'aretz. It is well known that the Beis Yosef says that when you make an Alam Ichya, when you say the words, Sha'atzisa v'enchata la'avayisinu le'echol mirpiryav l'esbao mitzvah rachim na Hashem l'kino ha'yisro amecha v'al shayim rach v'yatsum v'shan k'dech v'zvah v'nei shayim rikash mehevim v'halinu s'aychav v'zvah v'nei chan v'noichal mirpiryah v'noichal mirpiryah. You should say in Alam Ichya, Hashem have mercy on us, so we should go to Eretz Yisrael and eat the fruits. That's why we want to go back to Eretz Yisrael, to eat the fruits. Don't Chazal say that v'chi nesave Moshe Rabbeinu likanes la'aretz v'chi lechol mipiryah hu tzarech? So take out those words. But the Bach says, no, don't take out those words. A person experiences a tremendous aliyah and ruchnius by eating the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. How so? The Shechina dwells in Eretz Yisrael. When it rains in Eretz Yisrael, then the Shechina goes into the earth. it's then nourishes the growth and the produce. The produce and the fruits then are yoinik from the Shechina itself. When you eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, you're literally imbibing Kedushas HaShechina. Therefore, we're mispalel. Rachim na Hashem alakeinu. V'halenu l'saychav v'samchim v'noichal mi'peria. Says Rav Wolfson, what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Meraglim is, v'hischazaktem, strengthen yourselves. How? By ulakachtem epri aretz. By taking the fruits and eating them. The only way you'll be able to overcome the klipa and the koiches hara that surround Eretz Yisrael is by eating the fruits. He cites the Ber Mayim Chaim, who says on the pasuk, "Ba'achlechem eilechem haaretz tarimu truma l'Hashem," that by eating the tvua of the aretz, tarimu truma, you'll be elevated. The Basayin, Rabbi Avram of Avarish, Talmud of Kedushas Levi, says, "Kedushas peiros eretz Yisrael is a requirement for avodas Hashem." So, what do you do if you live in the five towns? You could get what? Fruit import.
Wine.
Israeli wine. Isaac's ram. Or, the Basayin says that the Macholei Shabbos have Kedushas Peiros HaAretz. The Reziner says, when Chazal say, Mimneiman Nisave Moshe Likazaros V'chilecho Mipir Yehud Tzarech, Moshe Rabbeinu needed to eat the fruits to elevate himself, he was already in Ishalekim. But everybody else needs it. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Meraglim, v'hischazakdem, strengthen yourselves. Uve'eza oifen, in what way? Ulakachdem mipri aretz, by taking from the fruits of the land. And by doing so, you'll be able to overcome the tuma of the klipa surrounding the yourself. But they made a mistake. They didn't eat it. And they brought it back. And by that time, it was too late. Anyway, these are some thoughts. Sefer Emunas Itecha of Rav Moshe Wolfson. Zecher Tzadik Livracha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.